The rest of the story. There was a riot on the college campus. Masked students brandishing sticks and hurling bricks at professors. And through the chilling anarchy of it all, trustees huddled in their homes, wondering who could have started such a thing. I'll tell you who started it. Mr. Naive, that's who started it. The university's planner and rector, who had deluded himself into believing that students could govern themselves. Obviously, that concept was down for the count. But this is the rest of the story. Mr. Naive was a very old man, some said too old as an octogenarian to be fathering a university, but then again, friends insisted that he had not lost a speck of vitality over the past decade, that the college plans had seemed even to invigorate him. In any case, the most learned and distinguished professors were collected from all over the world. By the end of that June, there were 90 students enrolled. By fall, more than 100 were attending. Supposedly the best and the brightest they were, the sharpest young men from the finest families, just the sort to test the educational theories of Mr. Naive, particularly that one theory which stated that college students were old enough and wise enough to handle self-government. But were they? For throughout summer school, there'd been scattered violence precipitated by pupils, so-called vicious irregularities, which culminated in the incident of October 1. That night, 14 armed, drunken students launched themselves on a raucous campus raid. Encountering two faculty members, the young thugs hurled first vulgar insults and then bricks. Nobody recalled how long the shouting, angry riot continued. Miraculously, nobody was seriously injured. Faculty met the following day, summoning the entire student body before them. There were more insults, including a written denunciation of the faculty, signed by a majority of the pupils. And then in stepped the Board of Governors, among them the rector himself, Mr. Naive. The offenders of the previous night, masked during the melee, as yet unidentified, were beseeched to turn themselves in. But hoots and jeers were the only response to that request. And then Mr. Naive himself rose to address the assembly. His lips moved, but he could not speak. And then the old man burst into tears. He just stood there, weeping, before the student body. And at last, clearly unable to put his grief into words, he sat down. The pupils were dumbfounded. And they were so moved that the culprits of the past night's rioting stepped forward in confession. Predictably, there were expulsions. One of them, the very nephew of Mr. Sadder but Wiser. Disillusioned, he had to admit now that self-government without self-discipline is self-defeating. And yet, even after the reins were tightened, the riots continued off and on. Worse and worse riots for 15 years. The last outbreak resulting in the shooting death of the chairman of the faculty. And they still talk about it in Charlottesville at the University of Virginia. About the 82-year-old founder whose heart was broken more than a century and a half ago because he, author and signer of the Declaration of Independence, planner of a nation, third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, Mr. Naive, had learned so bitterly and so late in life that there is indeed such a thing as too much freedom. Now you know the rest of the story.